With load and his sin, he may raise his finger to the sky. The total human race is to blame for placing their lives above all the others. Since we've eaten from the tree of cognition, comparing with God, that's a crime. Therefore we all are sinners. We claim to be the best. We don't hold onto our destiny. That's a real crime. We've got the blame. Love doesn't exist. That's what we've to realize. The blame can't be placed on ourselves. The blame can't be placed on our thoughts. The blame can be placed on our action, for we are responsible for its results. We've got to be forced to put wrong things right. 40 sentences on ourselves is psychologizing a social action. Inside and outside has to be the reflection of a crime. The culprit has to compensate for all disadvantages. But how can he, when being imprisoned, how can he do this with self-condemning? To weaken one's self-assuredness reduces responsible response. Therefore we are sinners. We claim to be the best. We don't hold onto our destiny. Oh, that's a real crime. We've got the blame. Love doesn't exist. That's what we have to realize. We wrongly condemn what we are, but we've got to condemn what we do. Causes of crime committed are to be found everywhere, with parents, with masters, with rulers, with conditions. We all make mistakes, but we've got to improve. Doing penance, as kind of practicing love. To survive in various ways, and our consciousness isn't always that fit. We'll walk the wrong way one day or other, expelling crime and blame from human life is no illusion. If people recognize that love is the human substitute for lust, it seems to make our race survive. Therefore, we all are sinners. We claim to be the best. We don't hold onto our destiny. That's a real crime. We've got the blame. Love doesn't exist. That's what we have to realize.